The acrid black fumes of burning tires blocking roads chokingly billowed up into mauve darkening skies while protesters waved banners and a minority decided to use riot police as target practice for rocks and other objects, principally in the cities of Rio de Janeiro and Sao Paulo. The pungent smell of discharged tear gas rounds fouled the atmosphere, already buzzing with fury about the millions from public coffers which could have been used to develop Brazil's business, healthcare service, housing and poverty programs, but have instead been poured into refurbishing cavernous stadiums which will be jam-packed for the World Cup. But then, what will happen in the long, empty years which stretch ahead? There have been problems, glitches, accidental deaths and other mishaps getting everything ready, and not all promptly, for the world's biggest sporting tournament, which starts on June the 12th. Dozens have been arrested in these latest protests, and organisers warn that more of the same can be expected, but on an appreciably bigger groundswell scale. For Vatican Radio, James Burns reporting.